It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zinx.
I've been keeping an ongoing list of our assets thus far.
Wondering
if we can go over them with you briefly.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have disabled the planet Crusher by robbing it of its only source of fuel, Dictornium. Of course, there's the fleet of 1,002 K-Fighters currently on Nalka, contained within Kevin. There's a potentially limitless army of recruits on the planet Kirkland, courtesy of Jan.
Jan's army, yeah.
There's the smuggling routes from B-Rock.
Yeah.
There's, of course, the Midnight Shadow.
Yeah.
And of course,
ultimate power.
Dinglehopper and Marth.
Uh-huh.
A powerful Zima. There's, for whatever it's worth, Zima Prime.
Yes, full of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And failing all else, we do have Rod's phone number.
That's true.
So, Papa Dexter,
what's the plan? No, I was asking you. I was asking you what's the plan.
I asked you what's the plan.
You're a literal robot. You haven't been working on that part.
I'm not a war machine. I'm a protocol and diplomatic relations droid.
So there's something in the Midnight Shadow that's like espionage protocols.
Espionage is very different than a full-fledged frontal assault. I'm able to cloak. I work in the shadows.
Okay, all right.
Midnight Shadows.
Okay.
And you don't have a plan. I thought you were guiding us this whole time with the space.
My plan was to collect all of this stuff, and then we'll figure... And then the space guides us towards, you know...
Towards what?
The end, the big plan, the one that makes us win.
He's right, so what is that plan?
Okay. Now that I know that you're not working on it currently, I'll work on it more. Starting now.
It was way too late to start. The Emperor's got a massive head start on everything that we're doing. We're at most, maybe we've got 4 missions before the Emperor catches up with us.
Oh, man. I hadn't even thought about it like that.
I feel like it's going well.
No. AJ.
I would say it's actually not going well.
Why? What do you mean? We're nailing it.
Okay, are you all ready for me?
Oh, no. Dar, what's going on?
I'm just saying I need verbal confirmation that you are ready.
Dar, it's hard to prepare appropriately if we don't know what we're preparing for.
Dar, listen, you know, we've seen all of these changes.
You've been warned.
I'm just saying we can handle... Oh, my Rod.
Wow.
You've been warned.
Oh, no. Dar. Dar, I promised I would not say anything when you entered the 7th Octomester, but...
I know.
It
We're
is difficult.
We're all thinking it.
How are you fitting...
Retaining this much fluid? I don't know how I'm retaining this much fluid.
Dar, I gotta ask, are you gonna be able to get out of the hatch when we leave the ship on this mission?
Papa.
Okay,
I'm talking just logistically, literally.
I know you're talking logistically, but it also kind of feels like you're just...
Keep crying, you're losing some of the water.
This is like pointing out that I'm...
That's it.
Huge.
Gotta go somewhere.
That's so huge.
AJ,
just...
don't press.
No. AJ, don't. Okay.
Sorry about that. It's just, my emotions kind of come in waves.
Papa Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nermut Bundeloy.
Great. Hey, Nermut.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nermut.
Oh, Dar, you're finally the right size for that Flarn shirt. You got it, Marfs.
Yeah, I I correctly guessed how large I was going to be. The seventh.
You look great.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you, Nermit.
Yeah, you look amazing. I love Dar, and the more there is, the better.
Nermit, that is...
You don't have to deal with it right now. Who's with me?
AJ!
All right, AJ. Nermit, what's up?
I just got back from a hike.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You went on a hike?
Yeah. Spurge and I hiked up the pipe.
That's not a hike. Why were you in the pipe?
Nermit. Honestly, we're sort of starting to feel like we're not really making any progress in our mission to defeat the Emperor.
Yeah,
so
Nermit,
it feels like we're just,
what we need is for you to be there on Zima Prime, working together with the Zimas to come up with a plan.
Yeah, I am.
Papa, don't worry. I'm sure Nermit isn't, like, jucking around or anything.
Here, okay.
Okay, I've got a brand new mission, but first let me pull this sheet off this diorama. Okay.
So all right, Nermit.
Like, tracking our progress here with little these models. So
Nermit,
okay, here's.
See, Nermit, this is what I'm talking about. You spent so much time on that diorama, and I think what we need is to just get to the Emperor, just get to the Planet Crusher or something.
Yes.
We need practical information to take that thing down.
Absolutely.
And I need a very good lawyer.
Okay, I don't know if that's gonna happen
in
this mission.
Like a really good one.
Let's do this.
Okay,
so I think, guys, who knows? This mission could deliver us to those ends, you know, exactly. So here is our brand new mission.
All right.
So you are going to the back room of a restaurant, and
I think we did this one.
No.
Back room of a restaurant?
Yeah. Oh, yes, that part is the same as, I guess, technically the same as last mission.
Oh, okay.
You're going to meet an informant who has a microchip of information. That was a ruse the last time. This really is, like, this is a microchip.
Okay, so we're actually meeting.
Wait. Guys, is this my baby shower?
No.
Why would you have a baby shower?
I don't know.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Okay,
it's not your baby shower.
Is this just a ruse of a ruse to get me aroused so that I won't know that I'm getting another party?
Maybe.
Is it a ruse for a ruse? I don't know. The negatives kept negativing each other out. If you mean you don't have a party, then yes, this is not a party. We're going to...
I don't have a party. Okay, all right.
Oh, boy.
This day is looking up.
Nermit.
Not a ruse.
What's the mission?
The mission is exactly the same as the one that we did
last. It's coincidental. It's totally new. Going to the back room of a restaurant. You're going to have to be blindfolded when you get there.
What?
Nermit.
This is exactly
it's
the same.
Not,
time loop. We're in a time loop, guys.
I don't have another present. You don't need a present. It's not a present.
We're in the past. Time loop, guys.
AJ.
Your head's on a swivel.
AJ.
Time loop.
AJ. Just time loop.
How about a blast?
We're going to blast our way out. We got to blast our way out of this time loop.
Nermit, what restaurant are we going to?
It's called Paula's Banquet Hall.
No.
Nermit.
Oh, wait, guys. I was looking at yesterday's mission this time.
Okay.
So, all right, sorry. It is Chez Barget.
Chez Barget?
I'm not sure you may have known this, but Chez Barget is a chain of Barget-themed restaurants opened in the last, 8 months or so.
Yeah, of a whole franchise.
Barget, I don't know.
This is a good idea. I don't need a lawyer. I don't need a lawyer, okay? This is great.
Okay.
I love it.
Ugh, this is gonna be the best second baby shower ever.
I hate to tell you this.
I need this.
Oh, boy, I don't know how to convince you. It's not
this.
Dear Diary, life's been pretty whatever since Mom and Dad got crushed by the Emperor. Sometimes I'm angry. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I feel like I got bees inside me like some kind of two-mouth robot. But mostly, I'm fine. I'm fine, gah! I spend a lot of time by myself these days, with my headphones on and my hair covering my eyes. If anyone asks, I tell them I'm listening to death metal. But honestly, Diary, I'm catching up on my favorite audio dramas. My absolute favorite is the new science fiction podcast, Vast Horizon. Oh man, it's so cool and dark and awesome. Okay, so Vast Horizon is about an agronomist named Nalira, who's on this big rad spaceship called the Bifrost, going to populate a new system with 400,000 people on board. But something happens, and Nalira wakes up in one of these ship's emergency rooms, alone. She has to overcome a ton of mission-critical problems just to survive. Her only companion is the ship's malfunctioning AI, who is constantly putting Nalira in danger. Is it intentional, or is it the only way to help her? Oh, Diary, you're the only one I can tell my true feelings to. Who else would even care that I love action-packed sci-fi in an audio format with an awesome voice cast, an award-winning sound design team, and a sprawling epic story? I guess no one will ever truly understand me. Amazing new episodes of Vast Horizon are released every 2 weeks, and I get it for free on whatever podcast app I want. I just fucking love audio dramas, okay? Get off my back, Diary. Love, Centurion Tittle.
Welcome to Shade Bar J. Welcome to Shade Bar J.
Wow.
Welcome to Shade Bar J.
It's a tiny Bargie.
Oh, wow.
It's a tiny Bargie.
Sit wherever you want, I don't care. Sit wherever you want, I don't care.
Oh, so accurate.
That's so true.
We're going out of business. We're going out of business.
Okay. It's so interesting that this is such a nice place, but that the maitre d' is like an automaton of Bargie.
Hi, everybody. Sit wherever you want.
Hello. Oh. Yeah, sure.
Hi. Sit wherever you want. You can spread out wherever you want. You can sit at different tables. You can sit at the same table. You can sit on the floor, on the bar, wherever you want.
Are you the actual maitre d', not the
No, I'm the head chef here. I'm Graydon. Yeah.
Oh, hello, Graydon.
You don't know me? You don't know me?
Normally you don't get greeted by the chef when you walk into a restaurant.
Of course, this isn't a normal restaurant, is it?
I'm getting the sense that
it's not. I thought you knew me. I thought you came here because you knew me. I thought everybody knew who I was because of my food. That's okay. I see. What do you want? Let me give you some fizzy. Some fizzy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's made of sediment and liquid. Just like in all those Bargie movies.
Oh, yeah. I guess I can sort of see that. Liquid. Yeah.
Classic Bargie.
Yeah. Sediment and liquid.
The Bargie drink of Chef Bargie. Drink it up.
What was that?
It would seem the restaurant is equipped with a limited form of AI that's able to recreate Bargie-style reactions.
Huh.
Wow, that was really good.
Right?
You can really
it's what's
taste
in the sediment. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Graydon, this is a really beautiful restaurant. How long have you been the chef here?
Oh, 14 years.
Wow, okay.
14 years. In the past 5 months, it turned into a Bargie restaurant, and I stayed on.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
It's my fault. Anyway, please enjoy. Are you here? Do you have any reservations or anything?
Actually, yeah, we're meeting someone here, so...
Ooh, that fizzy put me over the top. I need to go to the little Dar's room.
Take your time, Dar, because, you know, there's a ton of fluid in you, and okay. It would just
Congratulations,
be
by the way.
Daddy, that person's fat.
Okay.
That's... son?
Yeah.
That's rude but accurate, okay?
Okay. Hey, you shut your chuckin' mouth, kid.
Excuse me?
You shut your chuckin' mouth.
Okay.
Get out of here.
AJ.
Get out.
AJ.
I urinated my trouser.
Graydon, look, maybe we should order some food, huh?
Yeah, it's a chef's tasting menu, so I just kind of bring stuff out and you try it.
Oh, great, okay, great.
If you don't like it, I don't know, but I would burn the place down.
Oh, that's not necessary.
No, I'll do it, I swear, you'll like it, trust me.
Okay.
This looks amazing. Great, on what is this?
This used to be called Sweet Safufa, and now it's called Bargie Chunks. Enjoy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my... Chunks. Let me put these chunks up on my helmet.
It tastes good, right?
That is really good, yeah.
Sublime.
Graydon, I have to ask, you have uncommon skill when it comes to cooking.
Thank you so much!
Hey, you're very welcome. What? I mean, how'd you learn?
Oh, well, you are born with this, and I'm a chef teeny. This is what we do.
Of course, yes. What is a chef teeny?
We are bred from the soil, so the nutrients of the soil make us, and then we cook the nutrients.
What does that mean?
I grow
actually,
from the ground.
Just an underground plaque.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're born, they toil the land and make food out of that which comes with it. It's a perfect circle.
That's right.
What kind of cuisine are you guys known for here at Chez Barger?
We get everything here. Everyone loves us.
Huh.
Wow.
And they like me. I'm so... You don't know me? Is this a joke?
My God, I feel very guilty about not knowing you, but honestly, I do know.
Look at the wall. Look at all the stuff that's written about me.
Well, there's a
look
lot of
that.
Bargy merch kind of covering you right now.
There's a t-shirt.
Yeah, I know. We had to do that. Look under this... I'm going to lift up this tag of this little t-shirt here. Oops. And what does that say?
Oh,
great on, yeah. Great on, great.
Great, great on, great. Yeah, that's sort of a punchy review headline, I'd say.
Yeah, great on, great.
It's 5G o'clock, it's 5G o'clock. Everybody get up and dance. Everybody get up and dance. And slap your friend.
Wow.
Everybody get up and dance. And slap your friend.
You just get up and slap your friend.
Okay, ow! Why does everybody hit me when we do that? Why don't I get to hit it?
Oh, you're everyone's friend.
Okay. Ow! Who are you?
I'm Daniel Buff.
Get the truck out of here. You
got stuff on that guy.
Okay. AJ, guys, can we just focus, please?
Yes. Greyhound, we should actually let you know we're here to meet someone in the back room.
Oh, at the chef's table. You're the group.
Okay. Yes, we are the group.
Sorry about that. There's an even more special menu for you in the back. Follow me.
You know, C3, it feels like this is a really nice restaurant that there's sort of a layer of bargy over it that kind of takes away from the experience.
Welcome to the back. You're in the back now. Welcome to the back.
Even the chef's table is...
Everybody slap your friend.
Ow.
Hey, it's your friend Daniel.
Ow! You're not even...
Bro?
Yeah.
Welcome to the back. There's a table over there. I think whoever was supposed to meet you is either running late or they just came and they're not here anymore.
I mean, I guess that's a possibility.
Right.
Well, I guess we'll just have a seat.
Yeah, we'll just wait for them.
Sure, I'll be right out. Look at all the pots.
Yeah, a lot of pots.
Look at all the pots I have.
I think it's really impressive that that Graydon can cook so much food in such a short amount of time. He's so small and
doesn't have any fingers.
Yeah, just sort of like wavy.
But so deftly maneuvered.
And those,
I mean, watch him spread that sauce. Just
yeah,
so much care.
He's crying though. It's weird.
He's pretty sad.
Ba, 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 da, 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 da. What?
Wash your hands like Bargy.
I don't think Bargy actually washes their hands, though.
I know, right?
Ah! I'm sorry, I'm just so large. Where are you talking? It just sounds so close to my face.
Oh, I'm just out here.
It's you!
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, you probably don't remember, but you were in a zip ride and I was there, but I didn't look like this. I looked very different, but you look the same. You're still bleeding.
Yeah, I am still bleeding. You know, it's a funny story. When I got on Bargy, I was just about to...
Someone said the word Bargy. Time to dance. Everybody do the Bargy dance. Hands out, hands in, hands in, hands out. Everybody do the Bargy.
Oh, I love doing the
bargy. Oh, man.
That's so fun.
I just feel like...
You guys ready for your bargy booshes?
Yeah, sure.
A little bargy boosh?
They're little bargies.
Do you know how Tullerians have Garfa?
Yeah, we do have Garfa often.
That's what this is.
I tasted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what this is.
What do you mean that's what this is? You mean this is Garfa?
Uh-huh. That's what this is.
Why did you preface it by saying you know how Tellurians have Garfon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what this is.
All right.
Try it.
You know, it sort of tastes like Garfon.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we do something a little different.
Great. Wow. Is it Garfon or is it not Garfon?
It's Garfon.
Yeah, it tastes like it. I'm kind of the Clint with the best palate, so...
Guys, it's not Garfon.
Wait, what?
What?
It's not.
What is it?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Okay.
Wait,
it might hurt your stomach. It might hurt your stomach, but it shouldn't. But it might, okay? Some people have an allergy to this.
Okay, well then you should tell us what it is.
Sure. Do you know that Tolarians have like soy?
Yes. Yeah.
You know that bean?
Soybean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
Okay. So it's just soy garfunkel.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh, darn! You gotta try one of these bargy bushes.
Oh no! You're pregnant!
Oh yeah, I'll try that.
No!
Oh, oops. Oh gosh.
Oh, oops.
Oh.
Oh, oops. What?
It's. You're not supposed to eat that if you're pregnant. It could kind of speed things up. I'm sorry.
It could kind of speed things up?
More of these, how much could we speed things up?
Sorry, if you had a lot of them...
If I just took...
Oh, no!
This is a good idea.
Oh, darn.
I mean, they're bargy bushes, so they're very tiny, but, I mean, you took all of them, so it could speed things up.
Love to speed things up. Give me an estimate here. A guesstimate, if you will.
What is happening?
It was not soy. I'm sorry.
What?
What is it?
I thought it was soy. I thought I could taste it.
I'm so sorry. You just have to give me a heads up if there's a pregnant person in the party. This is going to happen for another couple of seconds.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you all right?
Ooh. I think I've been taken right through the danger zone.
So what else you got, Graydon?
Oh, sure. Let me go in the back. You see those pots?
Yeah, what's in them?
Oh, so many things for you. The whole meal is all in those pots. Be right back.
I like him. I think he's great.
I can't really figure out what his deal is.
Yeah. I was initially unnerved that when he winks, the lids appear and then disappear completely.
And his mouth just seems to be like a pink circle that just sort of
changes shape
as he talks, yeah.
Sorry, before I shape-shifted into eternity, I wanted to reintroduce you to a former acquaintance of all of ours.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
Wait, who's this guy?
We met this guy on Bargy when Bargy was driving for Zip.
I would tell you their name, but I couldn't hear anything over the music that Bargy sings.
Did somebody say the word Bargy? Time for the chef to sing the Bargy song. Sing, chef, it's yours, chef. Go for it now.
Bargy, Bargy, you're my best. Bargy, Bargy, Ike the rest. Bargy, Bargy, you're my queen. I see you, queen.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty intense.
Wow,
that's a really beautiful song.
So this guy's just going to sit with us? What's going on?
I don't know. Dara, is this a friend of yours, or...?
Is there someone you're adding to the party?
Yes, we are adding someone to my party, Plek.
Your party?
This is my new friend.
Hi, I'm Becca.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Becca. It's great to meet you. Have a seat, I guess.
Come, pull up a chair.
Wait, so what's this stuff that you're putting down here?
Oh, it's a sampler platter.
Huh.
Yeah, it's all about textures. It's all about comfort. Uh-huh. It's all about sensations. It's all about textures.
Yeah, you said that earlier, but I agree with you.
Yeah, but there's different textures.
He's right to say textures twice.
Okay.
Oh, I bookend it with textures.
Time to add Bargy sauce.
It's everywhere.
Bargy sauce. Yum, yum.
I'm sorry. I really like working here. I just want to let everybody know that.
It doesn't feel like
you
do.
I'm very proud to work here. I'm able to cook what I want to cook, and it's going well, and I just want to let everybody know that.
You're smiling, but tears are coming out of your eyes.
Yeah, there was a lot of budget cuts. I used to import the finest ingredients, and once this Bargy took over, it's worse ingredients. It's just not good. I'm so sorry. I have to say, it's not anything you think. It's all made of zip shits.
Zip shits?
It's zip shit. Yeah, it's...
What is zip shits?
It's basically like... Like the sewers that we have here.
Oh, no.
Like underground. It's basically kind of where all waste goes, and it's all filtered out through these rocks, and then they crush the rocks down, and the rocks make these powder, and that's zip shit.
Oh, no. Graydon.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I tried my best to doll it all up for you guys, but there's massive budget cuts, and I apologize. This is not the restaurant I opened.
What were you serving then?
Oh, all sorts of great stuff. You know, Nino's, Petro Lynx's, Chechi's, Croup's, and lots. I mean, just every meal came with a snarg.
And now it's just zip shits?
It's all made out of zip shits here, and I'm so sorry about that. Yeah.
What?
There's air, there's water, but it's mostly zip shits.
That's the secret ingredient.
Did somebody say secret? It's time for Body Secrets. Everybody go around and reveal yourself.
All right, everybody's got to go around and reveal themselves.
Okay, well...
Any secret about yourself, you just have to go. It turns off everything in here if we don't all go around. So everyone's got to kind of dish out a secret.
I snuck a couple more bargy booshes and no one was looking.
Oh, darn, no!
Oh, I'm double jointed.
All right.
That is such a good reveal.
The only thing I've ever won is best sportsmanship in fourth grade's eyeball.
Now the Midnight Shadow actually also has the song.
That's the least stealthy song.
I guess I don't dream.
Wow.
Yikes.
At all?
No.
Never once?
Nope, never. I don't know what it is. I'm worried it's the whole do I have a soul thing. I can't dream.
Anyway,
I don't dream.
And I don't have a stomach. Great job, everybody.
Wait, you don't have a stomach?
No.
How do you eat?
How do you taste the food that you make?
I have a mouth. I have a tongue. I have everything. I just don't have a stomach. That's why I can eat and eat and eat.
And now it's time for a clip.
Introducing the star of the stage, screen, holo, radio, audio, video, film, Budger.
Hello, my name is Bajarian Jay. Welcome to my restaurant, Shea Bajay. Here, we believe in the finest of produce and giving you meals that will change your life. I'm very proud of all the work we've done. We've hired all of the best chefs and taking them away from their already promising careers and making them be part of my future. Thank you from all of us here at Shea Bajay. Remember, believe in your stars and, you are okay.
Okay, great. That was a great take. Just one more.
Wow, they left that in the clip.
I don't want to do this anymore. This is stupid.
Bargy, stop thrashing about. Bargy,
stop. It seems like a bad investment. I'm just saying. I don't want to do this.
It seems like they should have just edited it at all.
This is exactly what I come to Shea Bajay for.
You've been here before?
This is my favorite restaurant.
Man, there is so many layers to you.
I think I'd like my first shower a little bit more.
Me too, Dar.
Listen, Graydon, we're just trying to meet somebody here in the back room. We were told...
Oh, you're here to meet me, I think.
What?
Wait, you?
Yeah, I guess I thought the guy said bathroom and not back room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So yeah, were you looking for this?
Oh, the microchip.
Yeah.
Do the Bajay shake, do the Bajay shake.
Do the shake.
Everybody do the Bajay shake, do the Bajay shake, do the Bajay take whatever in your hands, throw it on the floor.
No, don't do, Becca.
I had to do what the song said.
You didn't.
Uh-oh, yeah. That's not going to work now. I'm sorry about that.
I shouldn't have blindly obeyed a song.
Do you have a second copy of what's on that microchip?
I do, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Rod.
But I lost it a long time ago.
Okay. Why would you even just say no?
Well, you asked a question.
No, but why would you? You obviously, you set us up and then completely dashed our hopes.
Well, the fact remains there is a second copy. I just
somewhere
lost it.
For all intents and purposes, you don't have a second copy.
This is hell.
No,
I'm in a living hell, and I'm so sorry.
Great, is there a way to just go back to being a regular restaurant and not a Chef Bargé? It seems like it really depresses you to work this way.
Honestly, I'm going to burn the place down.
Oh, okay, that seems like... There's got to be a third option.
No, that's it. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
We're the strangers. I don't know.
I'm going to light this place on fire.
No.
I'm going to light the floor on
fire. No.
A new day.
Okay.
A new gray dawn.
Gray dawn, no. You guys corrected. This is definitely better than my last shower.
Okay, listen, gray dawn. You don't have to work here. You could quit. You could start over. Start your own restaurant.
I could do that. I don't have to burn this place. Oh, you said it. And I was like, yeah, that is the perfect idea. But then you said I can do something else, and that makes a lot more sense. Oh, Bargy, I'm going to work someplace else. Thank you for the opportunity. But great on out.
That little Bargy.
We're in a time loop, guys. We're in a time loop.
No, AJ, we're not. It's just...
Welcome to Shea Bargy's. This hasn't happened before.
Time loop. There's
a lot of sparks coming out. Hey, don't shoot a blaster in here.
Everything's flammable in here.
Oh, no.
Don't look in under the bathroom floor. Don't look under the bathroom floor. Help.
Long time to die.
5G malfunction. Welcome to Shea Bargy. Sit wherever you want.
Water.
Fire.
Starting to consume the restaurant. We should probably leave.
Run. Everybody run. Everybody get out of here.
This is bad. Oh, no.
You know what? Everybody leave. I'm going to take care of this. You ruined my life. You ruined my life. Why is everyone looking at me? Leave.
Graydon, I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna burn up in this place. Everybody get out of here.
You gotta get out of here.
Oh, no, that's a good idea. I should leave with you guys.
Yeah, come with us, Graydon.
Sorry. Yes, that's a better idea. Okay.
Oh, no, that fire is spreading rapidly. Graydon, is there a fire extinguisher? Are there sprinkler systems anywhere?
Budget cuts. So many budget cuts.
They removed the sprinkler system from this restaurant?
They removed all water from the restaurant.
Great, it must be more expensive to take the sprinkler system out, right?
No, it's recycled oil. That's all that's going through the pipes.
No.
It's just cooking oil recycled through the pipe.
Drop it oil. It's just spraying oil everywhere.
It's like a safflower oil.
Oh, that's a collapse. No.
The front door's on fire.
We're all gonna die together.
Why would you say it like that?
Please don't be happy about this.
Graydon, is there a secret exit up back entrance to the restaurant? Anything?
No, budget cuts. They sealed off the back room. There's no exit.
How can it be cheaper to brick up a door than to just leave the door?
Because every time you open the door, it lets out air, and then that's a. So if you just seal it up, there's no AC.
Well, I can't let Becca die this way.
How did you shoot all that water out of you?
What the chuck?
Well, I just thought about, you know, Becca meeting an untimely demise, and I guess some kind of instinct took over, and...
What about us?
Wow, Dar, that really means a lot to me.
Oh, it was just such a... I'm just so happy we got to reconnect.
Water detected. Spewing oil.
We should get out of here. This is a mess.
Budget cuts.
tell you this, my friend. It is not often I am tasked with installing such a large subwoofer in a speeder such as this, but I shall not fail you. I meant to thank you for booking this appointment on our all-new website, ZemaPrime.space. But you see, our website has been given new life, thanks to the intuitive and powerful design tools of Wix.com, where anyone can build a stunning website for free in just minutes. Wix.com's ingenious and easy-to-use interface allowed us to add appointment booking, as you know. But countless customized apps and features can be added in seconds. An integrated blog, embedded audio and video, event listings, members-only pages, and more. And with Wix's built-in SEO tools, your site will be easier to find and reach more people. It may be a perfect fit for what sort of business are you in?
Influencer.
Not familiar. Okay, now the tweeters are connected, so your high-end should really sing. Excellent. You know, one of the later Beatlemen albums would really showcase this setup. Perhaps Crabby Road or Let It Beatle?
Ugh.
Okay, you don't need to make that face. Well, in any case, Wix.com can make any person, business, or mystical religion look amazing online. Thanks to their incredible customization options and over 500 gorgeous templates. And they helped us make our website, so you know they're fresh. And get this, my friend. If you go to Wix.com and use the coupon code ZIX, you'll get 10% off any premium plan, giving you more storage, a free domain for a year, and more. That's Wix.com, code ZYXX for 10% off any premium plan. Creation without limits, friend! Wait. Something's not right here. An obnoxiously large subwoofer, bad taste in music, dubious career choices. You're not fresh at all. This is some sort of trap. I must warn the others.
Well, you know, not all of our missions go great, but I think that one went worse than most.
What?
Sorry to say we burned down the entire restaurant.
But the bargee chunks were great.
I'm sorry, you burned down a Shea Budget?
I guess we didn't burn it down, but we allowed it to burn down.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Everything was
anymore.
Covered. Listen, bargee, everything was covered in oil. We would never have been able to save the restaurant.
You know what? I tried so hard to make all of these businesses work. I gave them ability to use my image, my voice. I don't even know what it's saying in there. I hope it's nice. I hope I'm a sweetheart. Am I a sweetheart in there?
No, Bargee. No? You should try to make it into one of those restaurants sometimes.
It's not my thing. It's kind of like not classy if if the star of a restaurant goes to the restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, I'm desperate, you know?
Yeah, Bargee.
That's true.
Bargee, it's not a great representation of you in there.
That's disappointing because me and the investors, we came up with a plan. We're like, it's losing money because I'm not that big of a star. It's all a facade. So I was like, why don't you put oil instead of water? I don't know. I'm a shit pump. That's how I deal with things. And
that
I was like,
your idea, Bargee, to put
right
oil
in the doors. Why would you need doors? You just need one door. Like, I have one hatch. You don't need multiple
Bargee,
doors.
The restaurant is not like a shit.
What's an AC? I don't have an AC. And so I was like, get rid of the AC. An AC. What is that?
Wait, Bargee, do you not have a sprinkler system?
What is food? Just use... like, I don't know, you guys eat it and it comes out. Just use the thing that
out. Oh, Bargee.
I don't know, I'm not someone gave me way too much
power. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. It's not my fault. Again, I hope I came off as a beautiful sweetheart because that's what I
Yeah, yeah, no, Bargee.
And Garb, I'm sorry, it wasn't actually a second baby shower.
You know, it's okay. I guess the one solace here is knowing that I won't have to be pregnant forever.
Dangerously accelerated your pregnancy.
Yeah, they said that I'm careening towards birth any moment now.
We're imminent at this point.
Dar, I have an incoming transmission from Becca.
Oh, goody.
Hi,
Becca. How you doing?
Hi, Becca.
I'm okay.
Where did you go? I thought you were
with us. Did you
get
home safely?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just called a zip. I shouldn't take these zips. I mean, I lost that microchip the last time I took a zip.
Becca, the last time you took a zip was Bargee. You were on Bargee.
Oh, yeah. Check that little closet I went into.
Oh, Papa, that's your room.
That's my room.
Anyway, Dora, shower.
Thanks so much, Becca. I'm really glad you were there. I'm glad we could share it.
We've arrived at your destination.
Okay. See ya.
Guys, I found it. It's in here. It was in here the whole time.
What are the odds?
It was in there the whole time? Is your room very messy? How could you have missed this?
It's a very small microchip, okay?
But you have a very small bedroom.
Okay, yes. I don't inventory everything in my room every time I go in and out, okay?
Oh, I do. That's how I know if you guys have touched anything while I've been gone.
I learned a lesson right away, Dart.
Yeah, I do too. It's just a subroutine I have.
Yeah, it's automatic in your case.
Yeah. On the deck center, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Mangalore.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
how's it going? Grilling some mallows with the Zimas.
Cool. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Why are you in
Should
the...
Should we prepare
you're in the,
a mallow for you?
No, we're on the other side of the quadrant. Oh. Nermit... You should set aside time to call us. Just call us when you're not in the middle.
There's only one time, man, where time is just a loop. You know what I mean? Like, we're just looping, and like...
Wait, what?
No,
AJ.
Sorry.
Long story short is mission accomplished.
Oh.
We got the microchip, and that's really all you need to know.
Well, we got...
It was in Plek's bedroom.
Yeah, Plek had it the whole time.
All right, what's on it?
Well, let's check it out.
Okay.
Just pop it in. Wait, that's it?
The file goes on for another 45 seconds or so, but we can't make any sense of it. It's either encrypted or corrupted.
That's... not great.
If we're very unlucky, the encryption is corrupted.
T5. Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Papa Plek Duck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 and Becca were played by Jeremy Bend. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Margie the Ship and the Shea Barge Automaton were played by Mujan Zalfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and Daniel Buff were played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Chef Graydon was played by special guest Don Finelli. Dar is the host of the popular podcast The Need to Fail, named one of Vulture's best podcasts of 2018. New episodes drop every Tuesday on the Forever Dog Network or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch Don performing monthly in Los Angeles at UCB Sunset with his group Old Yorkers. Check out his Twitter at Don Finelli or his website don-finelli.com for more info. This episode was edited by Alden Ford with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York and Maximum Fun in Los Angeles. Music composed by Brennan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Rogerian Jade by Eric Boyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hey, I'm Aneke.
And I'm James. And together, we are the self-proclaimed Wonder Twins of podcasting and host Minority Corner.
We tackle subjects like LGBTQ topics, pop culture,
and untold histories of American POCs, like the true story of escaped slave turned pirate turned Navy man in the Civil War turned congressman Robert Smalls.
Plus current events from our perspective.
Deep dive movie and TV reviews. You'll also get
awesome book recommendations from their neighborhood-friendly librarian.
Don't forget my award-winning Jennifer Hudson impressions.
And I'm telling you.
While never taking ourselves too seriously.
Minority Corner, because together,
we're the majority.
Every Friday, here on Maximum Fun.
Welcome, everyone, to the live wrestling spectacular in Los Angeles.
So far, the world's most boring wrestling podcast has been destroying the competition.
Isn't there anyone who can save us from this travesty?
Wait, could it be?
It's Tights and Fights, the perfect wrestling podcast.
Tights and Fights is here to save us from the monotony of boring wrestling podcasts with hilarious conversations.
woke trips through the history of wrestling.
And joke about the finer points of people wearing spandex.
What a match!
And the Tights and Fights podcast will be back every week.
Thursdays on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts. Please, these hosts have families.
Tights and Fights podcast. Tights and Fights.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Oh, wow. Do you have x-rays back there?
Of course we do. Yeah, that's like half our cooking process.
Are you kidding? I haven't had x-rays in so long.
I'm sorry. You cook food with x-rays?
You can.
I don't think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
I can eat something that's been x-rayed?
Oh, yeah.
I think you probably have eaten something that's been x-rayed.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That doesn't seem safe.
Sure.